Audio Renaissance presents Vertical Coffin by Stephen Cannell. Read for you by Scott Britt. Prologue, July 14th. They swung wide off Trancas Canyon, 13 bikes clutching down to make the turn. High-octane Harley engines growling loudly, tearing an ugly hole in the still afternoon. Right ear down, one by one, they all finished the turn and straightened up on the Pacific Coast Highway, the old Camino Real. They were 10 miles northwest of Malibu, hurtling along the four-lane, metal locusts growing larger and more dangerous as they swarmed. They called Emo Rojas Maniac. He was Prez, so he was out front riding point. Emo's giant shoulders reaching high to grab polished ape-hangers that stretched like chrome wings over his Harley Softail. His four-stroke roared angrily, a growling black-and-silver she-devil. Next was the ride captain, Darren Zook, called Goat. Big, with sleeveless black leathers and arms from Gold's Gym. Hard to tell where his arms stopped and the vest began, he was that black. Outrageous wraparound chrome-rimmed darks hugged his square face like clip-on bug filters. Behind Goat was Jabba the Slut, patched in club colors. An American flag do-rag wrapped her head while shades the size of welder's goggles hid her porcelain white face. She was club treasurer, so she rode third. Bulging biceps and man-sized thighs straddled her yellow and black Screaming Eagle Deuce. After Jabba the Slut came the two-by-twos. Blam Blam on a chrome and black Harley Superglide. A tub of guts in two tight leathers with vibrating love handles. Next to him was Drill.